In this episode, we're talking about conquering Amazon Europe. Let's do this.
Hello and welcome to the Private Labeler Show, where we are dedicated to helping you take your Amazon business to the next level. Now, here is your host, Nick Landowski.
Well, hey, welcome, humans of planet Earth. How are you doing? I hope you are having an amazing day because you know I am. And welcome to episode number 52 of the Private Labeler Show. Yeah, that's right, 52. Kind of crazy. So welcome aboard. Glad that you are here. If you did not know, the Private Labeler Show is dedicated to helping 1,000 amazing entrepreneurs start an online business in 2016. And hopefully that is you. And if that's you, kudos to you. Great job for taking action. You are awesome. Don't ever forget it. And in just a second, we're going to crack into all things Amazon Europe. But before that, just want to just give the city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, a little bit of a shout out here. Had a chance last week to go out there with a buddy of mine and hang out in the city for a while. Had a fantastic time. And that is a very, very underrated city. So if you've never been to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and you're looking for a new city to kind of explore, you know, kind of check out, very underrated. It's an awesome city, great people, great layout, very clean, very safe. Had a chance to check out the new ballpark that you guys got there. Absolutely terrific. Really enjoyed ourselves. And for all you Prince fans and Purple Rain fans, actually had a chance to swing by the Prince compound outside of the city. And that was real cool. And even did a little Purple Rain style. We went out to Lake Minnetonka and did it right. So if any of you guys have ever just checked out Prince's compound or been to the Lake Minnetonka area out near Minneapolis, hit me up. And I just want to let you guys know, very cool area out there, very beautiful. So check it out if you guys have a chance. And just something else real quick here. I really appreciate each and every one of you guys reaching out to me basically on a daily basis, telling me that this podcast has been helping you a lot along your journey to help you get started or to help you do XYZ as far as your online business. So that really, really means a lot to me. So thank you so much. And if you guys really feel like kind of going the extra mile there, I could use a few additional iTunes reviews. So instead of maybe reaching out to you, maybe just go directly to iTunes, find the podcast there, and leave me a rating and a comment and a review. And I would absolutely love to be able to read that on a future podcast episode. So if you could do that for me, that would be a lot. Or mean a lot. So if you could also just go to privatelabelershow.com/iTunes, that'll take you right to the page. If not, just search for it manually in the iTunes thing. I don't know if iTunes is still a popular thing or not, so who knows, but I know that there's plenty of you Apple freaks running around out there. So if you're an Apple person and listen to this and you get any value, if you could just do me a favor and leave me a review, that would be awesome, and I would love you for it. So now I just kind of want to have a general conversation about Amazon Europe. This isn't going to be tactics or specifics by any means. It's just a general, let's talk about Amazon Europe and should we be entertaining it as Amazon sellers. Now, most people start off on Amazon.com. It's just because it's kind of what your default mindset is, because it's what everybody else is doing. So you automatically go for Amazon.com. Because the U.S. market is by far and away the largest Amazon market out there by a mile, not even close. It's super established. There's plenty of opportunity still there, no doubt. And Amazon is growing by 20% every year, so it's showing no signs of slowing down. Now, for me specifically, what I'm kind of thinking of my big picture plans beyond 2016, I'm thinking about going out to other markets. And Amazon Europe is definitely on my radar. But I got to be honest, I don't know a lot about it. And I know most sellers don't really know a lot about it. But what I'm here to tell you is the little bit that I do know and what I've kind of done for basic research is that Europe is kind of the whole market out there is very emerging. And there's going to be a lot of opportunity in the very near future for sellers to kind of get started out there. So if you are an international seller, maybe you're from Europe or in that part of the woods, you may want to think about not necessarily skipping Amazon.com, because I think that would be foolish, but jumping in on some of these European countries where Amazon is definitely growing. So there's specific countries like the UK, Germany, France, Spain, Italy that have a big Amazon presence that is growing, seems like year by year. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And from what I gather, some of these other markets in Europe are a few years behind the Amazon.com market. So this might be a great opportunity for some of you newer sellers to kind of get your feet wet in markets there that maybe there isn't so much competition. So as we know, Amazon.com is loaded with competition. And not that competition is bad. Competition is actually a really good thing. But it's always cool to get in on a market early before everybody else does and get established there to kind of move forward with things. Now, there's a reason why, like, Amazon Europe, as far as a lot of sellers from Amazon.com, haven't really crossed that line yet. And it's just, in my opinion, has to do with the barrier of entry. Now, when you sell outside of Amazon.com, let's say you're talking about Amazon Europe, there's a lot of additional things to know. And some of those things dealing with, like, VAT taxes, country regulations, just all things related to that, the language barriers, just all that kind of stuff might cause people to kind of get scared and not jump into those markets. So my rule of thumb is this, like, if the barrier of entry is high, then the opportunity is going to be really good for a lot of people. So it's just like selling on Amazon.com with, like, a gated category. So there's gated categories out there where you kind of need approval to sell in, and that keeps a lot of sellers away because they don't want to deal with all the additional rules or application process to get accepted into some of these gated categories on Amazon. Therefore, the people that do put in the little bit of extra work to get ungated in some of these categories, some of the better opportunities might lie in those categories. So it's kind of the same way with Amazon Europe or any other Amazon markets outside of the U.S. market, my opinion. So if there's a little bit of extra work with filling out some additional paperwork or getting some approvals or kind of, you know, getting the runaround a little bit, but there might be some additional steps to selling in some of these other countries. And again, that's going to keep a lot of sellers away. Therefore, as the markets grow with demand from consumers, more, you know, getting online in some of these other countries with Amazon and becoming more familiar with it, that, again, is going to be an opportunity for sellers to kind of lay their roots and their foundation into some of these other countries. So that's just kind of my take and my opinion on things. And real quick, as long as I kind of recall here, a while back when I was really big into Kindle publishing with my publishing business, I, for a while, broke away from the U.S. store just for a little bit and started to publish publish some of my content to the German marketplace. So that'd be Amazon.de, if I recall. And my experiences from that, again, it was a little additional work to kind of get up and running with that. It wasn't too bad, but it was a barrier of entry. But what that meant, though, was that when I put my books for sale in the German marketplace, from what I recall, they absolutely blew it out of the water. They did extremely well, and I made a ton of money from it. And it was almost just kind of like you could put just about anything out there. Books didn't even have reviews or anything like that. And it was just like the wild, wild west where you just put stuff up there and it's just going to go nuts. Just because there were so many readers, so many consumers that they're just looking for whatever. And there wasn't enough sellers or publishers out there to fulfill that demand at the time. So my guess, and again, I'm just speculating here, but my guess is that the German marketplace or some of these other countries that you know, I'm not saying that you can just put anything out there as far as physical products, but there's a likelihood that even if you kind of know half of what you're doing and you put up a decent product, that it's probably going to do pretty well. Maybe not as well as the U.S. marketplace, but my guess is it's probably going to be worth your time if you want to put in the work. So with that being said, if you want some free training on getting started and getting established on Amazon Europe and all those European marketplaces, you're going to want to attend the absolutely free online event called the European Private Label Summit. And it's being put on by a guy named Augustus Kligas. And I'm Augustus, if you're listening, man, I'm sorry if I butchered your last name there. Apologize. But it's called the European Private Label Summit from September 19th through the 25th. You're going to want to check it out. It's a free online event for you to check out, as I mentioned. I'm actually looking at the page right now, guys, and there's some heavy hitters out there for the Amazon community, some of the big hitters out there that are going to be speaking. So that way you can grasp a lot of the knowledge that they're going to be dropping out there for you guys. So we got Greg Mercer, we got Manuel Beckfar, We got Will. We got all kinds of people out there that are just big time in the Amazon community that you're going to want to take advantage of this event. And as I mentioned, it's completely free. So here's, as I'm looking at the page here, here's some things they're going to be talking about. They're going to be talking about taxes and VAT. So as I mentioned before, that's kind of like a scary thing, one of those barriers of entry, like crap, like how do I handle that? So that's something that's going to be talked about. The differences between the countries. So I mentioned some of the countries that are in the European market for Amazon and talking about importing and then languages. So when I was selling on Amazon.de for Kindle, there's a language barrier there. So I had to hire translators, had to translate my listing and my content and things like that. So again, it was a barrier of entry, but it really wasn't that bad or really that hard. You just had to hire people to kind of translate that stuff. So that's a little bit, I'm sure they're going to be talking a little bit about that. So what you're going to want to do then is just check out this event and just register. So September 19th through the 25th, I'm definitely going to be on as many days as I can be, just because this is kind of my big play for 2017 and helping me achieve my goals. And if you did not yet see this link, you can simply go to privatelabelershow.com/Europe. So that's privatelabelershow.com/Europe. And that'll take you to a page where you can check out the exact same page that I'm looking at right now, and you can sign up to get free access to this training. As I mentioned, as far as I know and as far as I see, everything on here is completely free. So check it out. I think it's going to be really beneficial no matter what step you are at in the cycle of selling on Amazon. You should always be wanting to consume knowledge to be a better seller and to educate yourself on kind of emerging trends. And I definitely think Europe is where it's at, in my opinion. So check that out. Again, privatelabelershow.com/Europe. And I did drop a note about this. I think it was last week or a few days ago in the Facebook community. So you can also check that out there as well. Make sure you get registered like I am. And hopefully we can start a conversation about it. So I'd like to know your thoughts on selling on Amazon Europe, whether or not you have plans to do that, or maybe you're listening to this and you already are selling on Amazon Europe or outside of Amazon.com. I would absolutely love to know your experiences and your thoughts on that. If you could share any of that with me, that would be great. So you can do that in our Facebook community. So if you're not a member of the Facebook community, simply go to privatelabelershow.com/FB and get joined up. And maybe we could start a conversation about Amazon Europe. So that way we can kind of roll into this free online event starting September 19th. If we can kind of roll into that with a little bit of momentum, that would be awesome. So join up in the community there. Let me know what's going on. And if you guys have any questions, obviously drop them in the Facebook group. We'll entertain it and get the whole conversation rolling. So that about does it, guys. That's all I really wanted to talk about today. Again, no tactics, no specifics, because I really don't have any. My only experiences, as I mentioned, was selling an Amazon Kindle for a little while in the German market. So that was all I really had to bring to the table. But just wanted to get that conversation started because, as I mentioned, I think this is the next big thing. And let's get out ahead of this. Let's get out ahead before the rest of the sellers. Let's get established on the European platform because it's definitely emerging and definitely where it's at. So that about does it again, guys. I will talk to you in the next episode.
Hey, I was wondering if you could do me a quick favor. If you listen to this podcast episode on iTunes, Stitcher, or even YouTube, could you please leave me a quick review or a quick upvote? It would be greatly appreciated and go a long way to helping me reach my goal of helping 1,000 people start an online business in 2016. Thank you and talk soon.